is it fanatic to believe that bhakti path is the supreme path to attain Bhagavan?
Is it fanatic to believe that the path of bhakti is the supreme path to attain Bhagavan? It's not fit. Yeah, I guess. The supreme path is a path that fits you. You should, whatever your path is, let me rephrase the statement. Whatever path of spiritual practice you have, you should be fanatic about that. If your path is Gyan Yoga, you should be fanatic about Gyan Yoga. If your path is Karma Yoga, be fanatic about Karma Yoga. If your path is Brahma Suyujya or whatever, you should be fanatic about it. You should be mad about it. I don't know, fanatic I don't like, but mad I like. You should be a bowel. You should be crazy in love, crazy. Be crazy and mad about it. Lord Caitanya is called a divine madman. People at the time when he was living, 35 years ago, people said he had a vata rogue. Nimaipana has vata rogue. He has a disturbance of his air. Ayurvedic, vata kava pita. It says, and the Ayurvedic doctors would come to Mother Sachi with special Ayurvedic oils. Say, wrote this on your son's head, he's crazy. He's running all around saying Hare Krishna everywhere. He must be crazy. So rub some oil on his head. Cool him down. So Bengalis take it pretty seriously. Usually they have a lot of oil in their hair. Bengalis usually really grease their hair back. So is it fanatic to think bhakti is the best path? Yes, I think it's fanatic. But you should be crazy about Krishna. You should respect everyone's path. Everyone has their path. Respect it and honor it. Your path is the best path for you, and my path is the best path for me. Don't bother me. Leave me alone. You're asking for trouble. Hey, that's it, that question? Okay, good.